you think about, you know, what we're trying to get done in this period of time. So, you know, on and off the field, which is a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, it's a big opportunity here for everyone, you know, in the city of Cincinnati. I'm joined here by head coach John Harkes of FC Cincinnati. Now, John, I know that you are one of the most decorated players in the history of U.S. soccer. I know, you know, you had, you know, radio shows, everything like that. I know you were on Sirius XM. What made you decide to kind of go in the direction of coaching?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly Chris, from the past of, you know, coaching along the way and you know, throughout, you know, even as a player, you become sort of like a coach on the field. I've always kind of loved that aspect of it, you know, the teaching side of the game and managing a team, and had an experience in the media, like you said, but also had a lot of opportunities to coach at the youth national team level in the World Cup in Holland, the U-20s. Had great experience with New York Red Bulls coaching under Ruth Arena, and had a lot of great experience as well with DC United, technical director, and coaching in those aspects. So, you know, from my perspective, I mean, again, you try to get to a position where you are in life, where you follow your passion and your dreams, and you know, great opportunity here with a fantastic ownership group and leadership that's within FC Cincinnati. So it really, you know, just came, you know, at the right time. But, you know, I think, too, it's pretty exciting and really intriguing to be part of something from the ground up and building something together. So that challenge that faces me and our group moving forward is really enticing, and so I want to be part of that.
Yeah, it's truly, like I said, it's a great thing here for everyone in the city, especially with the youth soccer in this area is huge. It's you know out where I live, you know, just, you know, north of the city and everything like that. It's, you know, you see kids all over the place playing. What kind of, I guess, like, when the season really gets going and everything like that, are you planning on, I guess, what kind of relationship do you guys plan on having with the youth in this area? Especially because, you know, soccer in this country has grown exponentially from, you know, from your days and everything like that, just with the recent success of, you know, the World Cups, you know, from last year, and then obviously the women this year. What kind of relationship do you guys plan on having with the youth teams around the area and everything like that?
Well, I think we're going to be, we all think that it's very important to create great relationships with the youth clubs in the area, not only because we're, you know, giving back to the game, but also the fact that those relationships, we're all in it together type of, you know, feeling within the clubs and connecting that to the pro level. So, you know, hopefully that inclusive type of approach is going to be something that's pretty special, and connecting with not only, you know, whether it be, you know, clubs like Cincinnati United Premier or King's Hammer or whatever it may be, there's many clubs here. We want to be able to bring a great experience to them, but at the same time, you know, watching them and through their development, and obviously something that maybe can be a potential that they want to be a pro for FC Cincinnati one day. We want to make it a reality for them. So certainly inclusive, understanding, you know, what that level is like, you know, the changes that are always evolving, and, you know, the development that's there. We're very much interested in working with all the youth and in trying to connect them to that pro game.
What makes FC Cincinnati different than other teams that you've been involved with? I mean, you've got a decorated career, you know, being around the MLS and everything like that, and going overseas playing for you know, Derby County, Sheffield Wednesday, big teams, you know, across the pond, and then, like I said, you know, obviously being around here in the MLS and everything like that. What makes FC Cincinnati different than the other teams that you've been around?
Well, I think, you know, there's actually some similarities to, you know, DC United starting the league in 1996 in Major League Soccer. You know, people talk about, you know, the situation where you're at a brand new start of league. How do you break through those barriers that may be there? Cincinnati, I think, has been crying out for a club, you know, to do it right at the pro level, and also fill that void that's been missing for a while. And when you get an opportunity to join in, you know, the leadership, like I said before, the ownership group, knowing what it takes, I've been through the process already with DC United and Major League Soccer. We won championships. We were in the finals of the first three, you know, MLS Cups. And, you know, just knowing what the pitfalls are ahead and how difficult it can be in that landscape. So hopefully that part of the experience that I have can bring to this club. And then, you know, how different they are. Well, I think SC Cincinnati know that they want to do things right. And I think the timing of it is very important. And, you know, getting it done right from the get-go, coming out of the game, being a challenger and being a team that the community and the fan support could be really proud of. And I think that's pretty special when you put that all together.
Now, what is the ideal player for John Harkes at FC Cincinnati?
Well, I mean, I think certainly there's, you know, players, just like the game, I mean, you know, have to understand that you have to be flexible, you have to be adaptable. Soccer intelligence, you know, people have referred to it before as like a soccer IQ. You know, being able to be a knowledgeable soccer player is very key, you know, figuring out the cerebral part of it in the game. Certainly that could be position specific, but also the technical side of the game, you know, first touch, technique, skill, lends itself to that entertainment value that's on the field, you know, and for us, and when you combine that with the tactical, you know, awareness, you know, and then the physicality, you have to be physically strong, and you know, if you can do things and work with technique at a high speed, that's going to be, you know, something that's positive for you on the field as well. And but also someone who understands sacrifice, you know, working for each other. You know, we quite often forget that it is a team game, and individuals will shine, but only if you play for the team. And we want players to be proud of the fact that they have FC Cincinnati, you know, the crest on their heart, on their jersey. And so those are the guys that I'm looking for.
Now, obviously, you know, with the connections you have around the world, you know, with soccer, player-wise, do you have your sights set on some bigger names? I mean, you know, one that obviously comes to mind, and I know it's kind of a far-fetched example, is Raul with the New York Cosmos now. You know, obviously a huge name around the world, you know, with Real Madrid and everything like that. Do you have your sights set on players like... I guess my question is, because MLS has had the rap, you know, recently, and I think it's unfair that, you know, it's and I think it's starting to change, is where players who are coming over to play in the MLS are on the downside of their careers, you know, like a Pirlo, you know, a Gerrard, you know, guys like that, the bigger name players. Like I said, I think that's an unfair comparison to MLS, but do you have your sights set on players kind of like that to get this off the ground, or is that kind of a little far-fetched right now?
No, I think you have every coach is going to have a different approach, you know, to style of play. You know, one specific individual that you're looking for. Our guy's going to be, you know, players that want to be here, that want to embrace what FC Cincinnati is all about. You know, that takes a character, but it also takes a player of understanding the landscape. And we're not going to go out and find players that maybe want to retire here and just kind of, you know, live in the States. We want players that want to play. They want to compete. This game is a physical game. It's a fast-paced game at the USL level. The competition seems to grow unbelievable from year to year. We've seen the growth of the league, the fastest-growing league in this country right now. You know, we'll be, I think it's 24 right now teams. It goes to 29 next year, so it's very competitive. And you got to be very smart and savvy about the players that you bring here. You can't just, you know, that has to be a very thorough type of process. And right now I'm going through the identity, assessing players, and also, eliminating certain players that maybe don't make sense for this landscape. So the guys that I decide to go after and bring in, our coaching staff and our technical side of the game, are going to be players that want to compete and they want to do well. So maybe there are a couple of guys that maybe need a different change of the landscape in a different country. They want to prove themselves here. And we're also pretty ambitious. You know, we know that there's a lot of issues and it can be challenging at the startup stages. I mean, look at New York City FC and Major League Soccer right now. They've spent over maybe $12 million on salaries alone with Frank Lampard and you know, David Villa and Andrea Pirlo. That doesn't equate to wins, you know, and so you've got to be sure that you have the right team on the field. And there's a balance there. You know, there's going to be veteran players from the U.S. There's going to be some young guys that are coming up through the ranks, maybe some college players, some other USL and NESL guys, but also Major League Soccer guys. Now, internationally, sure, we're going to go after guys, but it has to be right. It really has to be right. So we've got to make sure that we do our due diligence in bringing those players here that make sense to play at SC Cincinnati.
Now, quickly before I let you go, bringing in players, have you been able to kind of sell the player on Planet Nippert Stadium? You know, on the campus of the University of Cincinnati. College football wise, it's one of the oldest in the country, but the brand new renovation, and I was just down there this past weekend. It looks fantastic. They've done a great job with that. Have you been able to kind of sell Nippert Stadium and kind of like that to prospective players who are looking to play with FC Cincinnati?
Well, again, you know, the first of all, you know, your comments about University of Cincinnati are right on. You know, the refurbishment that's gone on there, that whole, you know, kind of bringing this to a whole new level has taken place. Makes sense for what FC Cincinnati wants to do in playing a stadium of that size and capacity. But also, logistically, it's right in the center of town. It's where everybody knows where the buzz is. And so I think it's going to sell itself in that regard. Now, in terms of your question of have we sold it to players, right? And I mean, right now we can't really approach players that are under contract, and also colleges, you know, they're ongoing in the fall season. So, you know, conversations right now, again, haven't taken place. And we want to make sure that we're not stepping on anybody else's toes. We respect, you know, where the player is and their respective, you know, leagues and levels that they're playing at currently. But there are a lot of assessing going on and identification of certain players. So I can tell you from some perspective, there's a lot of buzz going around. A lot of people are excited about here. And hopefully, you know, those players, they want to come. I think that when you talk about the spring of 2016 in discussions at the water cooler, FC Cincinnati has been mentioned more than quite a few times.
I can definitely confirm that, because as soon as the announcement came, you know, across, and you know, the names were kind of tossed out. I know a bunch of coworkers and everything like that. That I know, I mean, it was the buzz around town. So, you know, it's been nothing but a first class, you know, just operation basically. You know, from the start, and you know, it's definitely, there's an excitement and a buzz around here, especially with, I know you guys were doing the, you know, the kind of like the pub crawl type thing, visiting the different partners, you know, you guys have for the pubs, for away games, stuff like that. You know, the buzz is there, and you know, the city's dying for something like that, and I think that you guys are going to be doing a great job with you know, with satisfying that hunger that Cincinnati needs.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you, man. Yeah, we certainly hope so, and we really look forward to 2016 and certainly the process of getting there. You know, which is going to be a challenge, we know that, but we're looking forward to facing that challenge.
Well, I thank you very much, Coach, for joining me here today. Best of luck, you know, in the next couple months, you know, as you're obviously getting everything ready, and then started spring of 2016. Best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining me here today.
My pleasure, Chris. Great to be on with you, and again, thanks so much for the support.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You too. Take care.
And that, folks, was Coach John Harkes, legendary coach of, or legendary player, I should say, of the United States men's national team. He's been obviously around the world playing. If you don't know much about John Harkes, Google him. He's just a truly phenomenal player. He's got one of the goals of the year in the English Premier League on just an absolute stunning strike. It's gorgeous. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I can't thank him enough for joining me here today. So thank you guys, and you know, we'll definitely be back, and we're going to have a lot more FC Cincinnati coverage in the future.